Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I feel a little drop coming on, I just have to move.
Come on, Stevie. Yeah.
Now, it doesn't make with this.
Yeah.
There ought to be love again. Anyone who takes a sin at a day in your celebration. Cause we all know in our mind that there ought to be a sign that we can set aside to show just how much we love you. And I'm sure you would agree, what could fit more perfectly than to have
hey.
A whole party on the day
yeah.
you can.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this birthday edition, birthday episode, birthday saga, whatever you want to call it, of Kel's Corner. I want to thank everyone, all y'all for tuning in to my birthday. Hey, listen, I'm trying to tell you, I'm 50 now, Tree. I'm 50 now, sweetie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen. My cousin called me and said, you are officially an OG now. And I am. You know what I mean? I wouldn't trade. I wouldn't trade where I am and who I am for some of the fellas that I know that didn't make it this far. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I'm telling y'all, I'm giving thanks today. I must apologize before we go any further. I have to apologize to you all for Tuesday's episode. We had some type of Pepco malfunction going on, and my internet, my cable, everything was playing musical chairs. I'm trying to tell you, it'll start working for a second and cut right back off. So we got that rectified. Everything is fine, and I thank you guys for your patience. I thank you guys for your loyalty being here already, you know, at the start of this show. And I just don't know. I don't know. I feel so good. I feel, hey, Trees, don't be laughing at me, okay? Yeah, I just feel so good. And I thank you all. I thank you all. From the bottom of my heart, man. You know, your appreciation and love and dedication, man. It's just unmatchable, if I could say that as a word.
Okay.
Today we're going to discuss the NBA Finals, how the Bucks dominated the Suns to win it all. And then we're going to discuss the Wizards and their new, don't laugh. Hey, y'all, I just need to let y'all know, Treece is a sore winner. Do you understand me? Y'all don't know. And I could not wait to get back on air so y'all can take the people, Ted and Lou, you know what I mean? And y'all can take some of this abuse that Treece has been giving me because she picked the Milwaukee Bucks to win. So I'm so
That's
glad
right.
y'all here and y'all can take some of this off my hand, you know. but we're going to also discuss the Wizards and their new head coach hire, Wes Unseld Jr. You know, what does this mean for the team? What type of hire is this? And Jim Gale's answers to these questions might shake some of y'all, or you might feel a little perturbed by what I say, but it's just what I feel. Training camp for the NFL is coming next week. Teams have already started, have already had rookies to report. So, hey, listen, we about to be in full-bloom NFL. You know what I'm talking about? And we're going to talk about the Olympic Games and the effect that COVID is having on the games. You know, some games have been postponed and, you know, all things of this nature because of COVID. So we're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss the NBA draft on the 29th. And what does your team need? All this and much, 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 much more. Because, yeah, I know how we do. 563-999-3872 is the number. 563-999-3782. Say it all that twice. I need it. We'll be right back. That's enough of that. Ain't nobody love you better than Kale's Corner. We're going to jump right into it. This NBA Finals, you know, you all know I was picking Phoenix, the Suns, you know. I wanted Chris Paul. You know, it's funny, when after it was all over with, I said, you know what, I really don't like Chris Paul anyway. You know what I mean? But for some reason, I was rooting for him, you know. Because in the past, Chris Paul has been known to commit a dirty play. You know what I'm saying? So I really wasn't behind Milwaukee because it was a it's like more type of situation and Giannis won that for me. He was the one I disliked the most. I hated every time I seen him do the flex and the balled up face and dude, you doing that mess against dudes who's smaller than you. Let me see you overpower some dudes bigger than you. But I digress. Anyway, Treece, I don't even want to hear your mouth, Treece. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. So, Bob, Ted, and Ted, you got to take some of this. Treece been abusing me, man.
Well, brother, good evening. First of all, I want to say birthday to my brother, again, from Kale's Corner. Welcome to the five-star general class, you know, status.
I like that. I told you,
when I hit them 50 numbers 6 years ago, I was a general, Jack. I was general before then, but I hit my five stars, partner. So, you know, waiting on them six bars. So,
that's what's up.
I just want to say, man, I was like that too. I wanted Chris Paul to win, like you said, because from the heart, because you see his struggle, like a Malone, like a Barkley, like other people who put in that time but never won anything, you know, never won at all. You find yourself rooting for, you know, for that. Did we know that they want Giannis to be the face of the NBA now? We know that for sure. They promoted that, but he also, I say he earned that. He did. Yeah. They wanted it more. They wanted it more. Whether you take it from what mistakes Monty was making, because I told you it's about the coaching also, too. I said, you know, I was Milwaukee. I had picked Milwaukee, y'all, before, as y'all know, before the series. I said, if they get past, whoever wins the Eastern Conference is going to take it all. And I said that. Last game before when we was calling about the numbers, I said they was going to win by 4. They did that because they had that momentum going back into Phoenix. I knew they was going back to Phoenix, but Milwaukee had just that momentum, you know, when they last played in Milwaukee. So I knew they were going to win that game. But then Monty not playing his players. Like you say, how are you going against boys, man? You're taller than them, so you got to use whatever you get. Could play that boy Frank Tank way sooner. You didn't play him game 4, 5 or 4. I didn't understand that.
Right.
Okay, you played him game. You played him in game 3. He gave you those 6 points. He was nervous. He ain't really been out there. So now you need to acclimate him into your system. What's happening into this playoffs? Now let him play game 4, 5, and then we see. You know. Now you want to bring him back into 6. He did a little bit more. But you need to have playing time to develop confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So give him that, you know, and then he ran Chris Paul out going into the fourth quarter. He make mistakes. Chris Paul also lost that too because he made crucial mistakes in crucial crunch time, whether he was tired or what.
But what you just said, Ted, he shouldn't have been in there. He should not have been in there. And Chris Paul showed examples to the coach that he wasn't at his peak. He wasn't at his best. So Chris Paul should have been went to the bench, in my book.
He couldn't go to the bench because Devin Booker wasn't doing it. He didn't show up either. Devin Booker didn't show up. DeAndre Ayton didn't show up. I mean, Chris Paul was just out there, man, on the island by himself. Cam gave him a little spark here and there, but, you know, he just one little rookie. What can he do?
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. You're taking him out the game. You're not letting him get the flow. You're taking him in and out. He gets to get the streak on because the other game six. He was playing. You take him out, man. Then you got Crowder. You got Craig in there who wasn't giving you nothing. Bridges was giving you a little sometimes. But then he don't play. He stand still because a couple of rebounds. They could have won that game if they would have got rebound closed out and got a couple of rebounds.
Ted, they got it down to one. Then they tied it up. Then they went up by 7. Then Milwaukee was like, hold on, wait a minute, not in my house. Y'all ain't about to spend, look, y'all ain't finna do this to us in my house. Y'all ain't
Tree.
Get on my back.
What part of, I don't want to hear your voice. Hey, come on in here, Lou. Come on, sneak in, Lou.
Okay.
I want to hear everybody except for Street, because I ain't been hearing but Street. The fans telling me how sons like garbage. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah. Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Aww.
Yeah. All right. And second of all, you know, I think that we were all surprised because, like you, I was taking the Suns as well. I mean, because if anybody, you know, I think was deserving of getting, you know, at least one NBA title in their career before they retire, it should have been Chris Paul. I mean, he's waited long enough, man. I thought this was his best chance. Maybe they should have got some help from Jake or Uncle Cliff. That might have helped a little bit, too. But, just a little joke.
Lou, how long you been holding that one, Lou? How long have you been holding that one?
I was saving that for today.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, he should have got clipped, huh? Oh, man. But no.
I could not resist. I'm sorry. I could not resist.
Hey, that was a cool one.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they could have done better. But and I really thought from like the first two games on that the Suns really were going to take it because the Bucks were kind of flat. But since game three on, they showed how they were able to do it. And I think really the Suns lost it in game five. They had a chance to win it, and they just let it go. And I think that was the dagger in the heart right there. If they would have won that game, they would have maybe won the title.
Yeah.
I think that's what was more disappointing to me as well. It just looked like that Milwaukee wanted it more. Let's take another call.
Yeah, they did.
You know, 623, you on with T and me. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Well,
hey.
This is classy, and this was Arizona sports on display. You know, they break your heart because basically they could do it, but they don't want it bad enough. This is the same story with the Coyotes and with not so much Coyotes as the Cardinals. You know, this is, and the fans are ballistic out here. They are great fans, you know. They had this huge watch party. Oh, my God, they're just crazy watch party at the Ball Diamond, you know. And they wanted it in the player, and that's pretty damn sad to me, you know.
Yeah.
The fans want it more than the players, and I'm sad. That's why I'm done with Arizona sports, you know.
Wow. You done with them, Clay?
Clay said, I'm done with all Arizona sports.
Yay.
I was a season ticket holder for the Cardinals for 20 years and went around out-of-town games, did all the money I spent, you know. I think about it now. Would I want it back? You know, I had a great time. I had a really great time and great memories.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You did it for the memories, though. You did it for the reason. Yeah.
Don't feel bad
if your team won. You had a whole bunch of friends that you love, and y'all had fun.
Well,
Tree.
No, I can understand, Classy, because losing is a bad memory. Losing is a bad memory.
Well, I'm talking about her spending her money, though, Kim. The money was for, like, her memories and stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
You can't put a price on memories. And, I mean, the only thing I regret was going to Philadelphia, the Eagles. That, you know, that's a terrible place.
Girl, that's a hellhole.
That is a hellhole.
Yeah.
They treat their own players and their own people bad. And you can imagine how they treat the fans.
Yes,
they did. Now,
let's see if
this one is going to stay disciplined and talk basketball. What's up, Kirby?
How you doing? How's everybody? I was down there at the pharmacy talking to the lady pharmacist, and I told her I wanted enough arsenic to kill my wife. And she says, I'm sorry, sir. I can't do that. And then I showed her a picture of my wife and her husband. She says, I didn't know you had a prescription. Be ready in 5 minutes. I just want Catrice to know that she's invited to my show tomorrow. It's an all-girls show, no men, and she needed to show up and represent Kel Corner and her 49ers. And okay. If she don't do it, I'm going to New Orleans and get the, one of them dolls and stick pins in it and all that. but no, I picked the Suns. I picked the Suns. They aren't champions because a champion will fight like hell when he's down 3-2.
Right.
You know, he goes.
Yeah. Right.
He,
right.
You know, they seem to be lack of energy or something, like they're sleepwalking to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I agree. Well, I agree. It almost looked as if they lost interest.
They got shocked. They got punched. They got punched. They got shell shocked when they got punched, man. When Milwaukee just kept pounding and pounding, they like, what can we do? We tried. Now, don't give up on them.
Well,
them good boys tried.
Well,
them boys did get shot.
Can I say one more thing, too?
Kale's football kids had more heart than the Phoenix Sun had, because Kale teaches them, hey, you don't give up. Quit trying, you know. You get there, all right, you got smacked in the mouth. Well, you have to get up and smack them in the mouth, you know.
Exactly. You have a hand, too. Come on, Therese. What was you about to say?
I just was saying, you know, with the Phoenix Suns, everybody, you could say, was rookies on that team. Because nobody has been that far ever. So they all got shell shocked. Like, say, everybody got there and just looked like a deer. Deer, quote unquote, and caught a headlight.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, y'all? That's what I'm talking about, y'all. I need you to be a professional, okay? That's what I'm going to need from you, Miss Lady TKG. Ain't that what you call it, Lady TKG?
Yeah.
We need you to be a professional. We need you to be a professional. It's your professionalism that we respect. We're going to take a quick break. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. And when we come back, we've given congratulations to the Bucks and you know, on their domination, because that's what it was, for real. So when we come back, I need to bring it to D.C. I want to talk about this Wes Unseld Jr. hiring. You know, I need to get some feedback on this. Miss Therese, you ready, baby?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Now what y'all want me to do? Keep your shit the hardest. It's about to go down.
Another one. I should know better than to play these songs that I love, because I get caught up every time. Miss Therese, come on. Who is Wes Unseld Jr.? Who is he, Miss Therese?
Okay, so Wes Unseld Jr. is the coach of the Washington. He's now the Washington Wizards head coach. He's going to be there for the next 4 years. But before he got there, he started out as a Wizards assistant coach, like a more of a personal scout, I would say. And he was with you guys from 2005 to 2011. So he was with you guys, like, doing the personal scouting and all that kind of stuff. He did that kind of stuff. Now, he went to Golden State for a year, and he worked with Clay and Curry and Draymond Green. He worked with all those guys, but he was only there for a short time. He left there to go to Orlando Magic, and he stayed with Orlando 3 years as an assistant coach on the bench. Like, he transferred, you know, transformed, like, onto the – now he's on the bench. So he left there in 2015, and he went to the Denver Nuggets, where he, you know, he really shined in Denver. Like, what, he really wanted to stay in Denver, but when they hired the new coach that they got, he was looking for somewhere else to go. Now, all of the players on that team, like Joker, Murray, all of those guys, they begged him. Like, they, you know, they wanted him to stay. They didn't want him to leave. They wanted him to stay on the bench as an assistant coach because they, you know, they had already hired another head coach. So he was like, I don't know. I'm gonna put my hat back into Washington Wizards to see if I can get the head coaching job there. And voila, we come to fruition and we come full circle. He's back with you guys as the head coach, and that is who he is. He came straight out of college too, from NBA, straight out of college for working with his dad when his dad was working with you guys back in 2005.
Thank you. That's the point I wanted you to make. The fact that he's never played in the NBA, and his first opportunity in the NBA was under his dad.
He played in college, but he didn't play. He didn't get drafted or anything like that. But
why not?
You know the game. I don't think he really wanted to play. Like, if you look at his resume, like, he played. I think he played to learn the game, because he didn't really want to do that. He wanted to just have that experience so he could understand what the players went through and all of that kind of stuff. I think that's what was his whole goal, because he wanted to be in the front office.
Wow.
That was his whole motive.
Wow.
That's no good, Therese. That's no good.
I'm telling you how it went.
I'll wait.
Go ahead, Ted.
Lady TKG, I'm going to get you hit it on the nail. You know, you touched on some key points. He has pedigree. And what you said when you said he didn't want to really play, he played to get that experience. So how are you going to tell a man something if you have not experienced what he's going through, what he's been through? So I love that point you gave. He's experienced playing ball, kid. That's the point that she's saying as far as being a basketball player. It doesn't matter what level you're on. You've known basketball from the basics. Okay? So once you get that foundation, he has that foundation implanted in him. And then he has that pedigree of being around NBA players all around the circle. So if you got the respect of players, it goes around. It's like a community. Okay? So it's not everybody knows about him. All the players, all the young players, they know about him. Okay, so
what he has is experience and know-how as being a coach, as being a person that works on the sideline. As far as actual on-court experience, I'm sorry, he does not have that. He does not have yeah. that. And we all know being there and seeing is way different from being there and participating. It's completely different.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he played college ball, was to get the
experience.
That's
not the pros. In college, for every good player, you got five or six players. Let me finish. For every good player, you got five or six players who are not even going to make it to the league. That's college sports, period. Football, basketball, baseball, whatever. Everybody is not all-stars. In the NBA, everyone is a pro. They're getting paid for what they do now. That is a different animal between pros and college. It really is.
That's true. But listen to what I'm saying, Kale. All I'm saying is he just played the sport to understand the sport. It doesn't have to be on a pro level. It don't have to be on a college level. It don't have to be on no level. He just wanted to play the game, period, to get the experience of knowing what's in their brain, what they're thinking, how they're thinking. That don't have to be on a pro level is what I'm trying to say. Any experience, listen, hold on. That's just like saying if I go to college and I get a college degree to do what we're doing right now, talk to you, right? Tina might not need no college degree to do the exact same thing that I'm doing right now. But mine is people might listen to me more because I went through it. You understand what I'm saying? I went through it. I'm one of you guys. Like, I played college ball. I didn't go to the next level because I didn't want to. Not because I didn't get picked or I didn't whatever happened. I didn't want to. I wanted to coach. I wanted to be a coach.
So I'm just saying.
I just went through all that so they could say, you know, hey, you can't tell me something that they never do. Yeah, I can't. I play college ball. I can tell you exactly what to expect.
Boy,
you understand what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, like she said, Kale, though, he's got the experience of playing ball. So I understand what you say. It is a lot of players that's pro that don't make it from college, but that doesn't mean they don't know how to coach. You know, that doesn't mean that they don't know the ABCs about coaching, the X's and the O's of coaching. So as I say, he has that pedigree since he was born. You know, since he was five years old.
If we're going to talk about the pedigree, this is the same pedigree that completely traded away every chance that the Wizards had to be a champion. Did he not? That don't mean his father.
Listen to what I'm saying as far as pedigree, Kale. That don't mean he thinks like his father. That means that he's been around basketball ever since he was born. 5 years old, he was in the locker room. I don't know what year he was born, but when y'all won that championship, he was in his mother's womb, or he was 1, 2, 3, 4. He was in that locker room. He's been around basketball all his life. All his life, he's been around it. You know? So then he got the experience of working with other teams and other players on all levels.
That doesn't give me the confidence. What's his name? The son that soon as he Luke Walton, he'd been around basketball all his life. He played the game of basketball, and when he was hired as a coach, I didn't have confidence in him either. And the result of what he did, his actual work, his numbers show just what I was not comfortable with.
Kale, can I say this? You wasn't comfortable with Westbrook. Kale, let me finish, please. I know basketball, Kale. Can I finish, man?
Go ahead.
Oh, Okay. If anybody against Westell, I told you how I feel about West Unsell. I sat by him. He wouldn't even give me an autograph. I sat there and watched him when I was 12 and 13 from 78 and 79 when they went back-to-back play Seattle. Okay? So I don't like West Unsell. That's how I feel about him. So I don't even hold that against his son. But what I'm telling you, brother, it's a good thing. You better really just be optimistic about it. Okay? Don't have a opinion about it yet. Just be open about it, brother, because that brother, I'm telling you, it comes full circle. I think it might be a real good thing for you guys, man. So don't really knock it down and punch it and don't want it before you even taste it, like spinach, like beets. You know what I'm saying? Just taste it. Just try it. Give him an opportunity. I understand about Luke, but give this young man an opportunity. That's all I'm saying. And that's all I'm saying, brother. Give him an opportunity. You'll see.
All right. Come on,
57.
Come on, 57.
Hey, what's up? All I know is this. I'm good. How everybody doing?
All right.
All I know is this. I'm tired of throughout the NBA, throughout pro sports period, I'm tired of hiring retread guys who have been around and been around and been around, haven't won anything, Scotty Brooks and other guys. The only way you're gonna find if the apples are rotten now, the only way you're gonna get somebody is good. You got to go and get something new off the tree. You can't just keep picking the same old guys and think they're gonna come to you and be a winner. But when they couldn't win anyplace else, we got to give these new guys a chance, man. I don't know anything about West Unsell's son, nothing at all. But from everything that I hear, he got the knowledge and. Like Ted said, he's been picked, so let's just give him a chance and see what he got. We ain't doing no better with what we've had.
That's yeah.
I mean, I can't argue that fact at all. But I'm more of the mindset like you, 57. I'm tired of these retreads and these, you know, and part, I'll be the first to admit part of my unsureness of him, it has a lot to do with his father, because Ted, from things like the way he treated fans to the things that he did to my organization, as far as trading away the whole damn championship team to Detroit, you know what I mean, and things of this nature, the man just left a very, very, and I don't mean to disrespect the memory of Wes Unsell, but as a general manager, he was some crap. And I'm saying it like
yeah,
it
he
is,
was.
He was some he crap.
Was.
As a general manager, and I don't want it seems like another Teddy Osis, let me put a pacifier in their mouth move. They say that I'm more for the hockey team, I'm more with this than that. Let me put a pacifier in their mouth. I'll bring somebody in who has a lineage here and someone who has a name here and see how the people accept him. And that's not
right.
What I want. I would much rather he would have been someone who has actually done something. Now, I hear Treat saying that the players in Denver, I believe it was, Jokic,
yeah.
And them are saying that, you know, they didn't want him to leave. They wanted him. But that's a two-edged sword. He could have been either so easy of a coach that they felt like they could do what they wanted to do, you know, or he could be a guy who just is a team personnel type person. So we don't know. We don't know. This is the first opportunity that he's had as the man in charge, as the man. So therefore, we don't know. We don't know if it's positive or negative what it's going to be. Like 57 just said, I have to give him a chance. I have to give him a chance. But with this Wizards, organization, you know, it's just, it seems to me like the wrong move is always the only move when it comes to the Wizards and what they do, from players to coaches, et cetera. The wrong move is the only move that these idiots make for some reason.
May I say this?
Go ahead.
When all I'm going to say, I used to feel the same way. I would judge on what his father was a great coach, so he should be a good coach. When John Thompson, when JT3 came to Georgetown, I remember me and a partner of mine, we were like all happy, excited, because here come John Thompson's son in. We're going to change things around. He came in, and the team just got worse and worse. So all I'm trying to say is just because your father was a great coach don't mean you're going to be a great coach. And just because your father was a bad coach don't mean that you don't know what you're doing. I'm just saying that this guy was in Denver. Denver had a great record. We all know if you coach ball, especially in the pros, your assistant coaches play a lot in what goes on out there on the court. I'm willing to give him a chance more so than I am from some guy that came out of nowhere you never, ever heard of before than and a retread or another Scotty Brooks. But I'd rather just give this guy a chance, man.
That's what Ted Leonsis is hoping. That ticket sales remain the same, if not even more, because people are willing to give the man a chance. And listen, I'm willing to give him a chance as well. I'm just bringing up one point of view. That's all. I'm not saying the man is going to flop and suffer and not do good. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that, you know, I hope that these aren't the hiring factors. I really hope they aren't. I hope this man is given this opportunity. I hope that this man has been given this opportunity because he's A, the man for the job, B, somebody who's going to really put effort and energy into this team. Somebody who's going to teach them, you know what, we can score all we want to. It's about stopping the other team from scoring. Let's take this call. 240-605, you here, what's happening?
What it do, Chaos Corner family, how y'all been, baby?
Oh, no.
My man. My man, I looked at the number, I said, that's Tank.
Oh, Lord.
That's Tank. Right on time. So, what do you think of this hire, Tank?
The show just went to the dog.
I came in on the tail end of it. I was catching up, right? And I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't care. I just wanted to see a change with a different person, man. And I really don't know nothing about basketball.
Basketball.
Huh?
Wait a minute.
Here we go, bro. You really don't know nothing about Brad basketball.
And basketball ain't my favorite thing because I really came to say it's about time for some football.
We skipped all over baseball, Steve.
I'm going to get back on point because I know y'all talking about that, but I'm going to be honest. Like I said, I really wanted to just see a change. And biscuit is kind of right because basketball is my second love. I love football more than basketball. Might not know this much about it, but
biscuit?
I just want to see something different. Fifty-seven.
Yeah, just give him the whole three names, man, on the birth certificate.
Okay.
we already know about Biscuit. We already know Biscuit. You know what I mean? Debo, tell me, stop. You don't like the high stand on that. I ain't changed nothing. I ain't flipped. I ain't did no script change. I don't like to hire if it's for the wrong reasons. I would be the same way if anyone would have gotten hired or given the opportunity if it was for the wrong reason. And the things that I have mentioned are the wrong reasons. Now, Brother Ted has enlightened me on some things, and I hope, to be honest, I hope the way that T and Ted are seeing it is the way that it goes down. But with this Wizards team, more often than not, it has been the latter. More often than not, it has been, damn, why did we hire him? Damn, why did we give this dude a chance? Do not teach his defense. Go ahead.
Well, I like to say, like you say, if your leaders want him, like Bradley Beal, Westbrook, if he comes back, and these young players, if they accept him, that's a win-win. Like you say, they need something new. You need something new. You want something new. Give him a chance. Be optimistic. Be open, man. And like I say, he has a background, man. He's been around it all his life. That's all he knows. That's all he knows. You know?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question straight up. Straight up, and give me a straight up honest answer. Which would you prefer, Wes Unseld Jr. or Sam Cassell?
Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell.
You know what? Hey, listen to this. I only way I can judge this is because I've seen Sam play. I've never seen Wes Unseld Jr. play.
Okay. Oh, but y'all just said that don't matter.
No, let me finish. Let me, hell, I just said I haven't seen him play. I haven't seen him play, okay, but I've seen Westname play. I'm not saying that it matters as far as him playing on the levels. I've seen him play as far as that. Okay, now I didn't get no answer as far as who I want between Sam or him. I thought about it, and I still haven't given an answer. And I haven't seen neither one of them coach on a head level. So I don't know what Sam would do. You know, we saying what Sam would do because you've seen him, you know, Sam get the respect because he's been around also. But this guy's been around also more so than Sam in the coaching, behind the scenes, on the coaching level.
Sam was here as a coach. Sam was here as a coach.
So was Wes
Unseld wasn't here as an assistant coach.
I'll give him a chance over our boys than what we got now. So if you don't want him, I'll take him to work with young Levine.
We gave y'all graphics.
So bring it on, you know. Give it to him. You better give that man a chance. You gonna be eating your words. Watch this, Mark. When the season starts after midseason, we'll talk about it.
I hope so.
I'm gonna jump on that boat with you, Ted.
Wes Unseld is gonna be a good coach.
Hey, listen. What y'all gotta understand is I'm a Wizards fan. So if Wes Unseld Jr. comes out and do a miraculous job, and we're talking about this team actually battling for something next year, I'm a happy camper. I'm a happy camper, and I will gladly fix me a Subway foot-long apology sandwich and eat all them words. Real.
Can I say this real quick? Hey, y'all, we're going to make him eat ivory soap like a grandmother, mom used to make you do when you curse. So we're going to make him eat ivory soap. He has to eat ivory soap.
That's not
ain't
happening.
No Subway. He's going to eat that Subway and be happy. So you got to eat the ivory soap.
No, the Subway he's talking about.
Y'all
know what's going on. Somebody phone doing the whole lot.
Debo says he agrees with you guys and not me. I'm just a hater. Anytime you bring the opposite side of good to the light, you're labeled a hater, man. You know what I mean? Hear me?
Yes, now. Thank God.
Yeah, everything I got is new. The phone, the headphones, all that. Girl, you don't forget I'm on birthday week.
I know, that's right.
Oh, this is new. Yeah, I mean. But, no, seriously, though, I'm not hating on myself, James. And one thing I want y'all to think is that I'm wishing for better for brother Fortune, you know, no, I want him to bring to rectify the wrong that
he
brought
back. We can't hear you, bro. We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Yeah, hello.
There you go.
I don't have any problem with Wes Unseld, and I want to give the young man an opportunity. The only thing I'm saying is, if this thing flops, this is what the people will be saying. This is what the fans, and the Tangs, the DMV Kills, the 57th of the world will be saying that this man was hired under the wrong pretense, that they should have searched harder. They should have given Sam Cassell. All these things are going to be said. So, let's keep it real, y'all. Let's keep it real. Come on, y'all. Does nobody have anything to say now?
No, I ain't know what you was talking about. I was like, shoot.
Yeah,
you know what I say about West Unseal. I say we should, like 57 said, everybody just take it down one notch, bring it back, step back, and let the man at least get on the floor first before we cut him a new one or kick his drawers in his butt. So let's see what he brings to the table before we start kicking him.
That'll work. 57, you done with the subject, 57?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't put it no better than what Teresa just said, you know. We done tried it. I know Sam Cassell sounds good and you would like to have him, but it got to be a reason why his name just won't thrown out there for us. I don't know why, you know, mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that we didn't just pick Wes Unseld because of his father's name, you know, and it's from everything that I've heard in the last couple of days, the guy did a pretty good job out in Denver as an assistant coach, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay, Ted, come on. Give me your last word on this, Ted.
The guy has been doing a good job in Denver, so it got to be something. It also got to be something why you're not really hearing Sam Cassell's name really too much during the season when they were talking about coaches, and then during after the season when a lot of coaches had got fired. I haven't really heard too much about Sam's name. I don't know why. I like Sam as a person. I like him as an assistant coach. You know, I like him as a player. So, but I say, like we say, give this young man a chance because I know he's been around NBA, and there's got to be something if the players want him. And Denver, you see the growth of Denver, that Denver Nuggets team. You know, if Jamal Murray would have been playing this year, they would have been went way further.
Yep.
And last year. They did very well last year, so and he had something to do with that. Yes, sir.
Something Teresa said earlier in the broadcast is that as far as Sam Cassell goes, we might not know. Maybe he doesn't want to be a coach. Maybe this is as far as he wants to go. We don't him complaining or anything about not getting picked, you know, or anything. He just goes on about doing his job. Maybe this is as far as he wants to go. Maybe he don't want the responsibility. I don't know. I'm just saying. I thought she made a good point when she said sometimes that's as far as they want to go.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And that's a good point. And that also goes, I wanted to just throw this in, that goes along with also the playing of how Wes Unseld chose to choose as far as playing. Take his career as far as playing. He wanted to get the essence of playing, you know, so that he can say, hey, I know how to play. I've played. It doesn't matter. When you learn the basic fundamentals of basketball, however age, at an early age, it's stuck with you. Now, these young kids are taking it. I don't know what they're doing with basketball now. You don't follow your shots up, you know. You pose when you take a shot. You don't hustle to go get rebounds. You don't get back on defense. So it's not like I was taught. We know it's a new age generation. So therefore, he's been around this new era generation, as we say. We have to accept, as y'all say, it's not like when I played. So it's the new game, the step back game, the no defense game. So, but I think he's going to be good for you. I wish we had him. That's all I want to say that. And also I want to say happy anniversary to my wife. Our anniversary is this Saturday, the 24th of July. We'll be celebrating 26 years.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Congratulations.
Old school basketball won the title, though, if y'all don't mind me saying. When Giannis went inside and started playing in the paint, it was over. It was over.
Hey, I mean, how many times did I say Giannis need to stop shooting threes and get his butt on that paint, in the paint?
Yeah.
I've been said that. So, but anyway, congratulations.
Can I say one more thing before we get on to, congratulations. Sure. I'm sorry, kid. But
57 bringing up another point.
We were talking about assistant coaches, and everybody was on Sam Cassell because they think, you know, he want to be a head coach. How about nobody is talking about Popeye Jones? He's been the assistant coach since I don't know how long. Ain't nobody talking about him. Ain't nobody complaining about him. He's over there just being an assistant coach.
That's because his name is Popeye wasn't.
Popeye wasn't really an in-your-face type player. He wasn't one of those guys that demanded the attention and everything like Sam Cassell did. I think Sam Cassell is brought up and mentioned more because more people are familiar with Sam.
More people want him to do it. I think they want that for him. He doesn't want it for himself, but everybody keep pushing it on him like that's what he's supposed to do, like that's supposed to be his next step. Like all of these players that's assistant coaches, if they don't step up out there and ask for what you want because closed mouths don't get fed. So my thing was, if he ain't never said nothing, he ain't mad about nothing, he ain't disgruntled, him or Popeye for that reason, then why are we keep putting this on him if he is not even volunteering for the job?
Mm-hmm.
I can ride with that. We're gonna take a quick break. 563-999-3782. Hey, Ted, Debo, say happy anniversary, brother. And we're gonna be right back.
Thank you, sir.
26 games, baby.
Thank you.
All right, you squares. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
I must say, your music selection has been getting very excellent, man. You have been on point, bro, for sure.
Oh, thank you. Now I'm about to be on more pointer than I was. We are 1 week away from teams reporting to training camp. And, hey, listen, After that, I think it's what? They'll be in camp, correct me if I'm wrong, 2 weeks, and then we'll get our first preseason game, right? The preseason game, the preseason games run all through August. But then again, didn't they shorten the preseason now because they extended the season?
No, they still got them up there.
Okay. Well, hey. It still don't take away, y'all. It's football time, baby. And I cannot wait. Let me. Yeah. You know what, Tank? I'm gonna go to you first, Tank, because my man was truthful in the beginning and said I only call for football. So we gonna hear what you got to say about your Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
Hey, look, all I'm going to say is, man, when the first week comes, it's going to be on and popping, baby. My whole team happy, Zeke happy, Dak happy. I don't like that.
Hey, you know what? You know what kills me?
I don't like that they on Hard Knocks.
Everybody hold it in. Let them get it out. Let them get it out, y'all.
I don't like that they on Hard Knocks.
But you know what kills me?
Hey, look, and I heard y'all was laughing at me. I heard y'all was laughing at me when I made my pick about 4 or 5 months ago. But I'm going to stick with that so y'all be ready for it.
But listen, you know what kills me about y'all Cowboy fans? You came here and started out, everybody happy, Dak happy, Zeke happy. What the hell does that have to do with winning football, man? Please tell me, Joe.
You know it has to be a lot. Because if you got one disgruntled person that can really help you win, it means a lot if he acting like a girl on that field and not happy. And
wait,
I do mean that.
Amari Cooper. You didn't mention Amari Cooper, so Dak ain't catching no passes. Zeke ain't catching no passes.
Amari Cooper happy? Lamb happy?
You think so?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm at a quandary with Lamb because he looks so much like my son, Mook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Mook don't know me, no Mook pass. So I'm at a quandary with him, you know, because it's a love-hate relationship.
You got to love him.
I just said it's a love-hate relationship, seriously, because, I mean, he looks – every time they put the camera on him, I say, look at Mook, man. Every time they put the camera on him. So, you know, it's definitely a love-hate – But I'm free to hate the hell out of the rest of that team. That is what I'm going to do. 57, come on, man. Come on in here because we know you waiting.
Hey, listen, man. I was just sitting up here thinking to myself, the only thing that y'all got in common is the fact that y'all can sit here and say, we got to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's all y'all got, you know. I don't even want to participate in this conversation, man. You know, I'm the best. I got the best team on the map. I got the best team on the map. Every year, let me just say this. I'm gonna make it short. Every year, I gotta listen to the same conversation from that Dallas Cowboy fan about. Let me tell you, man. This how it's going to be. I got him on tape saying the same thing. I'm almost repeating what you said, bro. You know, this dude got to play the Redskins song all the time. Hold on, Tree. I'm going to get to you.
That's why I stopped.
You know, and then, Tracy, the only reason why you can hold your head up is because y'all been to a Super Bowl in the last 20 years. You know, but these other guys, why they keep coming on here all the time talking about, and, oh, I'm not forgetting the man with two teams in Chicago either.
Hey, you know what? I was being quiet over here, packing stuff away. I knew you were going to come to see that. But listen here, I want to say this. I want to say this, brother. I'm getting myself in shape so I can make that 52 jersey look good, bro. All right? So wait till football season, all right? So like I tell you, before I came here, I mean, the Bears was cool, but basketball, I was all about basketball. Kale the one turned me on that I had to get me a jersey because he's the jersey king, okay? So therefore, I got a 52, baby, and I'm waiting to get that number one, so you better look out. I'm going to get nice for it, so... We ready. We just waiting for the season. I'm going to be real quiet and just wait. That's all.
I'm going to get some jerseys and
Amen. I ain't going to talk smack like Dallas be doing. I ain't going to talk smack like the Redskins be doing or Pittsburgh be doing.
Who's the Redskins? Who are the Redskins? We are the Washington football team, sir.
The team. I'm sorry. The team with no name. I'm sorry. Don't get it.
Why? We do have a name. We the Washington football team.
Y'all going to change it. It has not been officially until we in. Y'all going to change it. So don't even talk. So we got a name. We got history. So also, we got some young players. We got a young star. We got a number
Dallas
one gonna star.
Dallas
going to
win that division.
No,
Dallas
going
to win that division.
So did Phoenix. So did Phoenix have some young players. How'd that work out? The Suns had a bunch of young players.
I didn't say nothing.
And 57, how you going to say Dallas going to win that division? Dallas ain't winning jack, man. Dallas ain't winning jack.
Dallas got the best team in that division this year.
We 19-6 in the division.
And I don't even like Dallas. They got a better team than every.
You know what? I swear, it is funny how when other fans promote their team and talk about their past, Cowboys scream the hardest. That's the past. Talk about something current, and them Bammers ain't done nothing current at all.
We were just talking about the division.
Cause we went in there
a division last year.
Daddy.
Oops. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
He's paying up everything. Next man up. Y'all know what I say. Next man up.
Dang.
Let's make it. Let's get it.
Dang. Hey, Tank. Tank, Treacher's made you get good movie quiet. What you watching? The Exorcist for the first time over there? You ain't got nothing to say?
I'm fixing this food for the grandkids right now, man. Hold on.
I was about to mute his phone, and they quite screaming.
Okay. With the grandkids, you know, Kale and the baby, man.
Hold on, I'm back.
Yeah, brother.
Say that one more time, Ms. Pink.
That's my brother. He can pull up an excuse out of everywhere, boy. He good. That's my boy.
You know what? 57 is just tell you anything. He don't care. He don't even care.
You know what? We are hogging. We straight hogging this conversation. Kirby, you with me, Kirby?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. You had me on hold so long, I thought you was part of the witness protection program or something. Wish 10, the anniversary, and to tell 10 being married to you for 26 years qualifies your wife for sainthood. And to the Cowboy fan, I want to tell him that star on his Cowboy helmet is his rating, one star. Now, who wants to sleep at a one-star motel? Who wants to eat at
Nobody.
A one-star restaurant? Lord have mercy.
Nobody.
Lord, no.
But
we're going
to
be the first team in the NFL to win a Super Bowl with no name, no logo, no nothing.
Tell him, Kirby, what's in the name? What is in the name? Ain't nothing in the name.
A rose is a rose is a rose, you know. But seriously, I have a lot of respect for true fans, diehard fans, not these sometimey people, that sometimey they Patriots fans. If the Patriots winning, then they 49ers fans. If the 49ers are winning, and they Cowboy fans, if the Cowboys are winning, you know, I appreciate all true fans, all weather fans of all NFL teams, because it'd be boring if we all like the same team, you know. But I've been watching it for over 50 years, you know, and I really liked football back in the 70s, you know, I really did, you know, when you had the Doomsday and you had the Steel Curtain and you had the Over the Hill Gang with the Redskins. And yeah, I mean, that was football then. Yeah. I mean, that was, you know, wasn't no pansy-ass stuff back then. That's right. They would knock your wee-wee string loose back in those days.
Oh, my goodness.
Never mind.
The whole string, huh? The whole string.
But anyway, my back hurts. I was working down there at Chippendale's table dancing for the women over 80, and I fell off the table and I landed on my back. I think I hurt my sacral crackerjack.
I'm gonna pick
the Washington football team to win, at least win the NFC East, and go deep into the playoffs because we stopped Pittsburgh. We was the one that upset Pittsburgh when they were 11-0. I don't want to pour salt on anybody's wound, but that was a downfall right there. I mean, we beat it up.
Pour it until the jug is empty. Pour that salt. Because that diamond would be pointed on you and I if it was the other way around. Trust me.
I know. I'm just talking trash. I'm an old trash talker from back in 1969 when Vince Lombardi became our head coach. That's all it took for me to be a Redskin right there. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we're gonna leave 57 alone and let him go ahead with his little Pittsburgh Steelers under rules, dog.
Oh, 57. Wow. Let me tell you something. You know, I lived in Texas.
I don't wear under rules no more. Man.
Almost 50 years, and Jackie Smith gave a whole bunch of them Texans heart attacks when he dropped that touchdown pass from Roger Staubach in the end zone in the Super Bowl. There were more heart attacks in Texas on that day than any other day in history.
Well, we owned Dallas in the Super Bowl.
I know he did. You won 4 out of 4 Super Bowls. And your quarterback has been disrespected because they don't even have him as in the top 100 players in the quarterback. So I'm still pissed off
What's
about
name,
that.
57? Who are you talking about, 57? What's his name?
Bradshaw. Four out of four Super Bowl.
Well, hey, Kirby, first of all, Kirby, I'm going to say this. As a Washington football player fan, I'm kind of getting tired of you talking about this damn Terry Bradshaw. I could care less about him getting the accolade.
My family tree doesn't. We still trying to get
Brian Mitchell his recognition. Why Brian Mitchell ain't in the Hall of Fame? At least Bradshaw is in the Hall of Fame.
And Gary Clark too. And Gary Clark's not
in
there.
Exactly. You know what I mean? We got to fight our own battles. 563-999-3782. I'm going to give y'all a classic here and let this one sing in a little bit. I'm going to play this every show.
I got it.
Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah. Can't nobody do me like my Lord. You know what I mean? That song give me so much energy, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. But I you know what? In all fairness, I'm looking forward to this season. And believe it or not, I hope everybody's team does good. I hope everyone stays healthy, except for when they play Washington. You know that then anything can happen. Seriously, and I'm gonna be careful how I say that. Because I've been to reverse the route and put it on my own team. So, you know, here's to a great, healthy preseason and a great, healthy regular season, you know. And let's – NFL referees, I mean, let's let the NBA be the NBA, man, with these crazy calls and these no calls and all of that nonsense. And let's have a fair season, okay? Please,
right.
Let's have a fair season, man.
I'm with that 100%. Just call the game like you see the game. Just call it like you see it, and not like you think you see it, or you it should have been none of that. Just call it like
Go ahead, Kirby.
I want to mention something about Wes Unsell. I want you to remember the name Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs was a hell of a coach, and he never played in the NFL.
Okay.
So give him a chance. You know, he might be
y'all didn't hear me say I'm going to give a man a chance. I'm just speaking. I'm being devil's advocate. That's all. What could also happen.
You was grinning and grinning. That's what you were doing. You know you were.
Hey, you know, Kirby, sticks and stones may break my bones. But what you say, I don't pay attention to. You know?
All joking aside, you have a great show. You have great guests. And everyone that calls in the show knows football and basketball and other sports. But the main reason that I call in because of them, not you. You know.
Whoa! Well, you know what, Kirby? I'll feel accomplished when I get me a cricket. Once I get a cricket player to call in, then I feel accomplished.
Okay.
I've been trying to learn cricket for years now. They look like they having a damn ball out there. I want to know what they doing.
Right.
Yeah. Well. Listen, I learned a long time ago that green stuff that Popeye put in his pipe wasn't no damn spinach.
Oh, Lord.
That's right.
You know what? I ain't got time for you, Kirby.
Kirby?
Oh, see? Kirby and 57. Go ahead, Kirby. What was it then, you know?
Well, I started with, some kind of plant that grows in the, has seven leaves and stuff, Yeah, something like that.
What is that?
All seven.
Oh, man. You know what? You know what? I'm going to pray for y'all, man.
I got a whole crop of Northern Lights. I got the seed from Norway.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well,
How about them Yankees?
Yeah. There we go. Somebody help me get back on subject here.
How about that game last night between the Giants and the Dodgers?
Wait, no. What about the shooting outside the National Stadium the other night?
Man, you know what? All I'm gonna say is this. that problem right there will be rectified. I'm telling you. Too much money, time, and attention has gone into making that net stadium a destination.
Yes,
sir. So,
they should have cleaned that area up first before you drop that stadium right there. You just gonna drop the stadium right there with the same old people.
Well, they are cleaning it up. They're moving people out of the neighborhood. They're riding horses.
They get rid of James. They just can't get rid of James Creek yet. Once they get rid of James Creek, it'll be solved. Once they can get rid
of
that.
It ain't even about that. It's about renovating, renovating and turning it up. Because if you can't,
they're building three hotels back there. Now three. They're building three hotels behind there that you can't even see.
I'm telling you, give it, and then the thing about it, the incident that went on, it wasn't even associated with Nat's Park. These were two vehicles.
These were two vehicles
riding by. So, you know, that could have happened at Children's Hospital, anywhere. That could have happened anywhere. Because these idiots were outside of the stadium with this nonsense, man. You know, I'm so sick and tired of it. The little six-year-old girl that was shot and killed. Now, what I will say is this. When I first heard this story, I stopped for a second and said, well, what is she doing out at the bus stop? But then they said that she was with her parents. You know, she was with her family, and the Metro was 24/7 in the district.
Right.
So
right.
To see a child out at night with their parents, that's not unlikely. That's not unlikely. But
right.
The Bama's done set the car on fire and, you know, done all type of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait till they are caught. And Kale's Corner would like to say, anybody that might know anything about this, please.
Yeah.
It ain't about being a snitch. It ain't about helping the police. It ain't about none of the things that we all believe we shouldn't do. It's about that innocent little girl.
They got a number that you can call. You don't even have to identify who you are. You can just report whatever you know.
Well, if anyone within the sound of my voice, if you know something, say something, man. Say something. Right. If you know something, say something, man. It's about us making our home, our city, a safe place. You know? A destination, you know. I'm just sick of the nonsense, man. I'm sick of it. I'm gonna get off my soapbox, but I'm really sick of it. And we're gonna talk about the Olympics. COVID is running rampant right now. In the Olympics, a couple of games have been postponed and moved around and everything because these athletes are contracting COVID-19, and I for one feel like they should just go ahead and cancel. Seriously. They should go ahead and cancel it because at the end of the day, these athletes' lives, man, and their family, you know, it's more important than a game to me. It's more important than a game to me. At the end of the day, it's just entertainment, you know. It's entertainment, sports entertainment, but entertainment nonetheless. And you know, I was asked the question, if you were given tickets to see Mage featuring Frankie Beverly.
Been there.
But in there. A girl in there. Do you hear me? But COVID is running rampant. And it's been reported that a couple of the musicians or members of the band have contracted COVID. Would you go?
No,
I wouldn't go. And as much as I love Maze and Frankie Beverly, no, I could not, would not go because it's too much. I will be trading too much for that viewing of Maze featuring Frankie Beverly. You know, and I believe it's the same way with these athletes. You know, they are being asked to trade too much to perform. They, just to me, Therese, where you stand with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think because Bradley Beal got it, so he had to come home. So he was one of the first. When the season hit, he was going to opt out. But then he was like, they said it was safe and this and the other. So he going about how people are presenting it. That's why I keep saying they going by these numbers and talking about these numbers, but they're not really telling us the truth about these numbers. So I would be hesitant if I was a player to be over there at this particular moment. And if I am over there, I would just take every precaution that I had. You know, I would not be around nobody, for real. But look at that. You got to be on the floor with them with no mask on. You can't play with the mask on. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's a catch-22.
Right.
So I think wouldn't go.
Yo.
Ted, what do you say, Ted?
About the Olympics. I missed the question. What was the question about the Olympics?
Yeah, and it's COVID. How it is affecting the Olympics?
I think they should cancel the Olympics. I mean, because for one, they didn't let the Richardson, they didn't let the girl go, you know, because she had a little weed. So you know, they should let it go. They shouldn't have it because it's going to be more effective because it's not a bubble situation. You get so many venues and people are outside, people are just everywhere, and it's not contained. So, you got people from all over the world coming and stuff, and a lot of people might not have had their shot, might have it, don't know, and this and that. So, and like I said, it's not a bubble situation. You can't contain the people neither, so. It's a tricky situation, but we know it's about the money. We know about the Olympics. Man. We know about the Olympics. I go back to the 72 Olympics, how they had it in Mexico. You know how they had conflict. They had pretty much civil war there. So they wanted the Olympics there, so they cleared out a village, college students and all that. But in the name of peace and Olympics. But yet they red flagged Tommy and them from saluting about civil rights or what have you. You know, he was saying justice
68.
You know? Yeah, whatever Olympic was, they vilify him. You know, so but we know what the Olympics stand for if you really look at what the Olympics been in history. So, all do it says is promote sportsmanship and all that. But we know it's some political situations going on with the Olympic IOC.
Mm-hmm. Right. Come on, 57.
Well, you know, regardless of my opinion, when we had the Olympics here in the United States, we didn't have to build a lot of new stadiums or venues because we're so much bigger, and we got so many places that we could hold it. You're looking at Tokyo, they had to build brand new venues and everything, and they've already canceled 1 year. And that it's hard. They trying to recoup that money. Then you say, why would certain athletes still go? You got certain athletes, this is their last opportunity. some athletes are taking a chance because they just still want that fame or that one moment that you get in an Olympics. Should they play it, as far as I'm concerned? No, I don't think they should. But you got a whole lot of reasons why they're still trying to do it.
Right, right.
I don't know. My question would be, is it worth it? Is it truly worth it, man? You know, we're talking about a virus, man. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Is it really worth it to chance that? You know? I don't know. Come on, Tang. How you feel about it?
I mean, y'all pretty much said everything for real, you know what I'm saying? But we know it ain't worth it, but it's like everything else. It's all about that dollar.
Yeah.
Money, man. That's all it is.
Yeah.
The hit they took through the last year and a half, 2 years of the pandemic, man, they trying to make everything happen. They don't care.
Everything.
For real. They trying to make everything happen.
Right. Right.
Look at the basketball. They open that up. Those playoffs and all that, man. They was, man, that guy was in there. It was full capacity.
65,000 people packed outside of the arena watching the game, huddled up together. 65,000.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
65,000.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. And that was just on the outside.
And that was just on the outside.
And you know, the tricky part about it, the funny part about it, while I was watching that, I didn't think of COVID one time. I didn't think of until just now with this topic and 57 saying 65,000 people. And
yeah.
I remember what it looked like. I remember how they were all packed in and around each other and no one had masks or gloves or sanitizer or anything.
A couple of them did, but majority did not.
Well, I'm gonna say this. When I go through my mental Rolodex, all I remember seeing is the people who did. So it wasn't enough of them with masks.
Yeah. It wasn't.
You know, it wasn't enough of them, man.
That was at Phoenix at the Sun Stadium too. They was like that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all know that this COVID was airborne. It is airborne. It's an airborne virus. So the teams traveling back and forth, I mean, they could have transported this thing. You know, I mean, it's just, it was a lot. It's
all
a lot with this. Exactly. Exactly.
Like you say, when they got on the plane, they could have passed it through the luggage, anything, anywhere.
Anything.
Getting on the plane,
anything.
Anybody.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Okay.
True that.
Plus, you're going to a place where they eat, monkeys and...
Boy.
They ain't no monkeys in Phoenix
or Milwaukee.
I'm talking about Tokyo, man.
Talking about
the Olympics. Yeah.
I
ain't going no place.
Right.
I ain't going no place where they still eat monkeys, man. I'm telling you.
And
Tokyo ain't. And Tokyo
living
is like.
What do you think they doing in Chinatown?
I don't eat in Chinatown.
Hey, you know what? I can remember as a young man walking into Chinatown, and this was before the arena. This what's name was still up? Capital One. I mean, not Capital One. U.S. Air Arena was still up in Landover, but I remember going down to Chinatown and seeing dogs. Skinned dogs being hung from the window back in the day.
Go ahead, Kale.
Anybody
ahead,
else
Kale.
Remember that? I'm serious.
Go ahead, Kale. Hey, Kale, you played that song a little too long that time, bro.
Go ahead,
what song?
Kale.
You your smoke break took a little too long that time, bro. You saw dogs.
Look, no, I'm dead serious. Sure. Oh, so y'all telling me I'm the only one.
Hey, Kay. You ain't the only one know what's going on down there, bro.
Hey, come
what
on,
you think
man.
That general, what you think that General Toss chicken is?
Right. Hey, bro, all I'm saying is you don't ever see him with dogs hanging in the window, though, bro.
I am finna stop eating chicken. I've been to Korea twice.
Oh,
so they
I've been there.
We
sell them
on my and they call
you
it cake.
You done already ate everything.
Oh, man. But I'm
trying to tell y'all, man. Back in the day, you walk around down Chinatown and see some of them restaurants. They had hog heads. They had skint dogs hanging up. Animals.
I'm
going to
be a
for
vegetarian.
Real.
I'm going to be a vegetarian from this day on.
What?
Kale was on Chilligan's Island. He was on Chilligan's Island. I don't know where he was.
No, I was downtown D.C. I was down Chinatown, D.C. And I remember as soon as you get off the subway and you walk out of the subway area and make that right, that restaurant right there on the right-hand side, they used to have dogs hanging up in that window, man.
Killing me,
Cam Fong.
I'm telling y'all. Hey.
I believe you, bro.
You know what I mean?
I'm not from here, so I can't say that. It ain't like I know exactly what you're talking about and how to get to. I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Right.
Okay.
It's one of the only restaurants in Chinatown with a big glass window.
That was duck, Kale. That was duck, Kale. That was duck. That was dog.
Well, you know, you think I don't know the difference between a duck and a dog, man?
Look. He know he ate in there. He's trying to.
Hey, look. I saw that dog hanging in the window, and I turned around with the quickness. You hear me?
Kale, maybe 57 trying to defend it because he ate some too. See, he ain't trying. That's why he ain't admitting. See, you know what I mean? Because we know in Korea they have dogs.
See?
They call it K-Gogi. They cook dogs for sure. But Gogi is beef. K-Gogi is dog.
57 is the only one that ate it. Kale didn't eat that too.
No, I did. He was saying that I did. He was saying that I ate everything because I told him I've been over to Korea twice and stuff, you know. And then they was talking about the TSO.
Anybody that knows anything about Korea know if you've been over there twice, you ate everything over there.
No,
well, I had the privilege of going to Germany. Okay, I didn't eat everything in Germany. I didn't. I ate at the military mess hall.
You gotta understand. You gotta understand, Kale. You talking about a different time. You had choices.
Yeah,
then. They didn't have a choice when they was over there.
Thank you.
They had to eat what was being served.
Y'all trying to tell me my man ain't eat no dog, man.
Hey, come on, Ted.
No, I ain't that old. I be 57. I wasn't in World War II or the Korean War. I was over there in 1984, 85 when Georgetown was losing. When Georgetown lost and stuff, I was on the bus, April Fool's Day. Come on, man.
Hey, you're a Georgetown fan?
84, they won, Ted.
No, we didn't. 85, we lost.
84, they won.
85, they lost. Right. 84, they won.
Okay.
I still can't look at that no more.
Didn't they win the 85 with which one they won with the boys from D.C.?
They won in 84. Yes,
okay.
Sir. I remember that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
Remember
that one.
1984 NCAA championship, baby.
I remember they won that one. And then they went back. They went back and they lost that year.
And they lost.
The next
year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Against Villanova. Against Ed Pitt.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was
I was hurt. I was hurt. Yeah.
You was too, huh? We all was.
All was. Greatest team in basketball.
Yeah, they were. Freddie Brown.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson. That's it. Yeah. Yep. Reggie Williams, David Wingate. Oh,
I'm about to say Reggie Williams, Wingate. Yeah, that was the team.
Yeah, I'll never forget Dwayne McClain standing on national TV after they won going, April Fool. It was April Fool's Day. Going,
yeah,
April Fool. April Fool.
Yeah.
I'll never forget
it.
He was coked out, Ted. Come on, Ted.
You know what his story was? That boy was speed, Jack.
He was coked out.
Was it for real?
Yeah.
Hold on, man.
You ever seen the documentary?
Allegedly.
No, not allegedly. He wrote a book about it. He told on himself.
He wrote a book about it, Mama.
He told on himself.
Okay.
Thank you. It's a documentary about it. Yeah.
He said halftime, they were in the locker room doing coke.
Back then, it was a different.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Back then, to be honest,
it was fast
testing,
fast.
Drug testing. That really didn't come about till like late 80s, going into the 90s. That's when they really started testing for drug use. Remember, after Limbaugh's and a couple of other athletes, that's when they really
intensity. For drug test. Yeah, you ain't lying, because I heard my man, and here Redskin Hall of Fame, Dexter Manley, man, one of the baddest mothers I've ever seen in my life. Hey, Slim, I'm going to tell you like this. The time I heard him say when they were going to the back of the locker room in halftime, and drink a beer, that's when I knew they were wilding back then.
Yeah. When Limbaugh
I met Dexter face to face. And with or without the camera, Dexter Manley is a fool. Do you hear me? Dexter Manley told his mama that he gonna break his penis. And the dude was like, how you going to break my penis? And Dexter Manley proceeded to show him how you break a penis. And I was like, wow. Dexter Manley.
He was a loud dude, man. Yes. I used to love when he came on 980. That's the one thing I miss about Doc and them going off of 980. Because they always had Dexter on there during football season, man. I'm going to miss that. And
you know what? I don't listen to 980 anymore, but I've heard that the whole landscape has changed completely.
It is completely.
I'm hearing Brian Mitchell is with 106.7 now.
Yes, sir. That's who he with.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sam Cook said it best. Change gonna come, you know.
Once Big John left, and Big John kept the team together while he was there. Once he left, everybody started going off in their own direction.
Right.
Brian Mitchell, Doc, everybody started finding their own avenues on that station, and then they started moving out to other things. But John kept them together while he was there.
Papa Bit.
And I'm sorry. John's show was very informative, but it was born in watching paint dry. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Many a days, John put me to sleep.
I used to love listening to him.
Well, you know, it depended on what topic you, you know, as long as you stayed on sports, but it depended on what topic y'all got on, what you got on.
Right.
And it was just sad to me. It was sad to me maybe two shows every week. It's paint drying. I'm serious.
Yeah.
But
you're right.
But
because it was John Thompson, you know,
right.
This the same man that stay a step to Rafael Edmonds. This the same man that took Georgetown to titles at the same time the Redskins was winning titles. You know, this the man that changed the face of basketball in Washington, D.C. You know, this a hero of Washington, D.C. You know?
No doubt.
So you listened to John Thompson.
That's what it was,
right.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, he got there, right? John got a pass on air, you know, and he deserved it. He deserved it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say anything bad about John Thompson, you know, and he was a stand-up guy, a man's man, for real. So, I give props to John, but to go back with what I was saying, as far as West Side Cell Delia goes, I know I ain't done with that, but I just hope that he doesn't do the job that JT 3 and 4 and whoever he was did. I hope for real, y'all, and I mean this with all sincerity. I hope that West Unseld Jr. comes here and makes a difference. He really make this team implement defense and sharing the ball. And, you know, it's to me, Westbrook is cute when you averaging 13, 14 rebounds a game, but we have a big man for that.
Yeah.
You know, we have a big man for that. So, you know, West on sale, I hope.
He is defensive-minded, though. He is defensive-minded.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
If y'all
and,
said,
and
I didn't know he
came.
I heard y'all talking earlier. I didn't know he came from Denver, and they definitely played defense.
Yep.
That was because
put
of him.
Put some more players
defense.
On the team, a couple more good players on the team, and play the guys that's been sitting on the bench that we know can play. You got a good team.
Y'all got a lot of hurt people. Y'all had a lot of
that's
hurt people.
That's right.
Some people get healthy, and y'all don't really need a lot of nobody else for real. Y'all just need a great head coach, and the piece that y'all already have, y'all need probably another big man, because I don't know if Lopez is going to be. I don't know. He might. His brother did it. He could do it. So, that's good.
All right. Hey, we want to thank everybody who listened in today. Again, we apologize for Tuesday and that debacle with the internet and all of that mess. I want to thank everyone for the birthday wishes, the Facebook posts, the phone calls, the text messages, and all of that. Hey, and listen, halfway through this show, I thought, as I'm listening to 57 and I'm listening to Tang and Ted and everybody comment, this is why we do this. This is exactly why we do this. And I have to say thank you again to everybody for the energy and all that you brought. Miss G.
Well, you know what I always say. We love you guys today more than yesterday, but not, I promise you guys, not as much as tomorrow. You guys, we will be back here on Tuesday. So enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your life. Love somebody. Tell somebody about the corner and let them know we'll be here on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. We love you guys. 563-999-3782 is the number here on Kale's Corner. We love you guys.
Amen.
squad's in the house too now. Yeah. What's up, Fiat?